Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown, baby!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Mark Richt would like Drew Butler to hit it a mile in the air. And he did. What a kick.
And the SEC's career leader in touchdown passes and completions, Aaron Murray.
Touchdown in stride as he crosses the goal line. Put it right on his hip. What a throw.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Get to the house, sideline, pylon. Touchdown, and the Dogs are on the board first.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame. For your next mistake, I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Welcome into the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined as always by my co-host, Aaron Murray. Aaron, week three was a snoozer, but it is done, and this episode of Punt and Pass is presented by Prize Picks. Tired of the grind, trying to win on salary cap daily fantasy? Are you spending so much time trying to set the perfect lineup only to fall short of winning big? Well, our friends at Prize Picks have created the most simple and fast daily fantasy game. All you have to do is choose over or under correctly on a player's fantasy point projections to win. No competing against thousands of pros while trying to meet a salary cap. With Prize Picks, it's just you versus the projections. They are also the first DFS site to allow you to make cross-sport entries so you can go under on Georgia Bulldog Todd Gurley while taking Ronald Acuna Jr. and the over while the Braves are trying to wrap up the NL East. Prize Picks really is daily fantasy simplified, and here is what they are offering Punt and Pass listeners. Download the Prize Picks app or go to myprizepicks.com and use the promo code PNP. That's the letter P, the letter N, and the letter P. That gets you a free two-pick entry to win $25 free money, and they will match your first deposit up to 25%. If you put $1,000 in, you'll get $250 in promo money, maxed out at $4,000 with $1,000 in promo money. Again, download the Prize Picks app or go to myprizepicks.com. Use the promo code PNP for that free two-pick entry to win $25 and the 25% first deposit match. At Prize Picks on Twitter and Instagram, myprizepicks.com, promo code PNP. Aaron, we are at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. You are at Aaron Murray 11. I am at Drew Butler 13. Intern Christina is doing a giveaway this week. It's a big week in college football, so be in tune with Punt and Pass. We're giving away a signed football. Who doesn't want a signed football? Aaron Murray, SEC's all-time leader in career touchdown passes and yardage. He'll sign the football. And if you want Christina to sign it as well, she can sign it too, but it's totally up to you. So go.
Are you signing the football, Drew?
I can sign it if you want.
I don't know why. You're all American over here.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want it,
fancy,
I'll sign
great
it.
Golfer. I mean, I future PGA Tour.
Go to social media at Punt and Pass to register and get involved for that signed football giveaway. But hey, Aaron, look, you lost your first lock of the week. That's okay. You were high on
Stanford.
Dude,
it was a rough week for me, man. It was a rough week.
You went 1-3-1 against the spread. I was 3-1-1 against the spread. So now through 3 weeks, I'm 15-4-1. You are 13-6-1. Still good. Yep. Still good. But it was a couple of bad beats. A boring weekend of football, really. Two upsets, though. You covered one of them. Number 21, Maryland loses to Temple 20-17 up in Philly. And then number 24, USC loses to BYU 30-27 in overtime. Keaton Slovis, true freshman. You knew the turnovers were going to come, and it was just kind of at an inopportune time. But that Maryland beat was pretty bad for the Terps.
Yeah, it was not good. I mean, a Maryland team that was averaging, I think, right around 70 points a game, 71 points a game. But Temple's defense, and I remember my dad hit me up. We were chatting, I think, Friday night, and he's like, you excited for your game tomorrow? I was like, yeah, it's going to be a good game. He's like, no. He said, Maryland's going to go whoop their butt because, you know, my family's from Syracuse. He saw what Maryland did to Syracuse the week before, just waxing them up and down the field the entire game. I was like, trust me, this Temple defense is legit. Their three linebackers are awesome. They got a good front four. They got some dudes on the back end, and Temple gave it to them. I mean, they crushed them. Josh Jackson had no time in the pocket. He was a little bit erratic with his accuracy, which was something we didn't see through the first 2 weeks. But Temple crushed them pretty much. Not the scoreboard, but their defense really held this Maryland offense, which has been high-powered through the first 2 weeks, pretty much in check throughout the football game. And they played great. They made enough plays offensively. Kind of a kooky game, 7-2 at halftime, but second half was pretty good. But a big upset, and it's unfortunate for Maryland because their schedule gets even tougher going forward the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, that was an interesting game. I think people were looking at Maryland through 2 weeks saying, hey, could they compete with Ohio State if they continued that offensive excellence? And now it just seems like Ohio State remains to be the class of the Big Ten. And we got a great game coming up this weekend in the Big Ten. Number 11, Michigan at number 13, Wisconsin, who looks unstoppable. That game's at noon on Fox. We have an unbelievable week four coming up. But I think the biggest storyline, really, if you could even call it one, Aaron, is just that top six teams in the nation. They're dominant, and they're so much more dominant than maybe even 7 through 11. We're going to find out this weekend when number 7 Notre Dame visits number 3 Georgia. But Clemson wins 41-6. Bama wins 47-23. They should have covered, but South Carolina scored late. Georgia wins 55-0. LSU wins 65-14. Oklahoma 48-14. Ohio State 51-10. And I mean, really the only teams that played cupcakes, LSU played Northwestern State, Georgia played Arkansas State. You know, that Clemson beat, though, we gave it out on punt and pass, minus 28. Sorry, that's a winner. They should not have covered that game. I don't know if you saw the ending, Aaron. Clemson had the ball, less than a minute left. They're just running out the clock. Game is over. I mean, the game is over. They're up by 28 points. So 28.5 or was going to be a push. And the linebackers just laid down, 60-yard touchdown run, no time left. Clemson wins, covers. Unbelievable.
What was the final? What was day of for Florida? Was it still 9?
It was 7. Florida, I'm sorry. We had Florida at 8, so it was a push. That was a push. Yes. We picked Florida at 8. And again, that game should
that
not
same
have happened
thing.
Because the well, kicker should have made
he should have gone down. He should have gone down.
And he should have gone down.
Yes. You talk about – It's called 4-minute offense. So you understand 4-minute offense. You don't go out of bounds. And if you do have a breakaway run, an opportunity to score a touchdown, it's what Peyton Manning did whatever long ago, yes. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whenever he played football. I think he was with the Colts at the time, I believe, maybe with the Broncos. But you're running for a touchdown. The game's over. Get your butt down.
That's what Gurley did last year versus the Packers.
Yeah, Gurley did it last year. So it's just smart football because then you give the team – the other team, the ability to go down there and score and convert a 2-point conversion to tie the football game. So I'm sure a lot of people were screaming at the television, get down, down.
And you saw Mullen was kind of telling it to him too as he came to the sideline. Mullen was like, dude, you got to – like, what are you doing? Like, nice touchdown, but you got to have more situational awareness there and get down. Emotional game for Florida, though. You know, I bash Felipe Franks a lot. Obviously, never want to see anybody get injured. I think he's out for the season, Aaron, with that ankle, lower leg injury. But guess what? I mean, if you're a Florida fan, Kyle Trask is pretty good. Remember, Kyle Trask took over for Felipe Franks last year against Missouri when Franks was benched. And then Trask got injured during practice the next week, and Felipe Franks came back in and had a solid ending to the 2018 season. So Trask comes in the game, leads Florida back from a 21-10 deficit on the road at Commonwealth Stadium, and Florida escapes beating Kentucky 29-21. I tweeted out Saturday night, I said, Florida-Kentucky rivalry in 2018-2019 is like the Georgia-Vandy rivalry in like 2010, 2011, 2013. Like, really not that good of teams, but there's some sort of whatever back and forth where there's more emotion than there should be, and the games are way closer than they should be.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they played – Kentucky played well offensively, defensively. I thought their quarterback was tremendous. I mean, early on, it's the same things that happened in the first game when he came in there the week before. It was just miscommunication with the receivers. We saw that with the last interception. It was just an inside fade. Receiver decides to stop. He throws the go ball. So just stuff that needs to continue to get ironed out for that Kentucky offense. But listen, Kentucky's legit. I mean,
legit this team, or good?
I think they're good. They're a good football team. We don't know what Florida's going to be just yet. I still think there's a lot of question marks. Can Kyle Trask play well week in and week out? And then we still, you know, Missouri, I think, is a good football team, but there's still a lot of questions. So I think Kentucky, even with the loss this weekend, and should have won the game. I mean, their kicker missed a field goal to win the game.
I know.
Kickers, I tell you what, Drew.
Chance
college
Poor.
Kickers.
I mean, the kid's name is Chance Poor. That's like if I was a golfer and my name was – hits Shanks. Like, but, I don't get it.
No, but Drew, Kentucky, I think, walked away from that game, yes, upset, but saying, listen, this Florida team is not elite. They're going to have opportunities this year to lose. If we can keep winning games and playing close, and obviously probably not beat Georgia, but if we win the rest of our East games, there's a chance Kentucky still could be the number two team in the SEC East this year.
Okay.
You know, I still think there's a lot of shakeup behind Georgia right now. Florida, once again, did not prove to me that they are that number two team just yet. Can Missouri be number two? I think so. I'd say any one of those three teams could be the number two team. And shoot, if South Carolina's young quarterback, Kalinske, plays the way that he played against Alabama.
For sure.
So you got four teams right now all vying for that number two spot. And I think it's just going to be who just beats up on each other once we get back into SEC ball heading forward.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss the game-winning field goal. That's pretty obvious. Yep. And then Kentucky turned the ball over four times. Sawyer Smith did have a good day until the three interceptions came about. 23 of 35, 267, two touchdowns. Doing what he needed to do for Kentucky to get that big win. And then my boy Kavassier Smoke, best name in college football, 16 carries, 81 yards. Like, Kentucky did what they needed to do, but if you turn the ball over four times and make special teams mistakes.
Make a kick. How long was the kick, Drew?
I'm about to look right now, but I think it was like 38 yards. I mean, it was inside 40, right?
It did look like he pushed it, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was never a chance.
But so talk to us a little bit. I mean, as a kicker, are you supposed to kick it like that, like nice and easy, or do you need to continue to follow through? Like, what did you do wrong?
Look, you pick your spot and you fire away. And if I remember correctly, did they call timeout and ice him? I want to say they called timeout and iced him, gave him a little bit more time to think.
I think Dan did call a timeout. I don't remember. I was watching on the plane. It's either they call the timeout or it was an incomplete pass before. I don't know.
Yeah, you just have to have conviction.
Because Florida still had one timeout to go once they did get the football. I remember that. That's for sure.
You talk a lot about guys when they're quarterbacks and throwing the football, when you try to guide it and that ball is sailing over and you're just not having the accurate throws with the right type of velocity to be effective. It's the same thing for kickers. You have to have conviction and rip the ball. Like, you're on the 18th tee at Augusta with a two-stroke lead. What are you going to do? If you try to feather a fairway finder, chances are you blow it right, and then you're re-teeing, and the nerves are crazy. Rip your driver. I mean, you have to hit the ball down the middle. It's 35 yards. It was not windy. That was just a bad kick by Chance Poor. I feel bad for the kid, but man, you got to make that, brother. So hopefully he'll have a chance to redeem himself in the coming weeks. But Kentucky should have won that game. Probably one of the better games. And I said I thought that was going to be the best game of the weekend. The Clemson game was a total snoozer. Syracuse really just not that good, but Clemson's offense is elite and their defense is stout. Oklahoma beating up on UCLA. I mean, UCLA looks like absolute trash under Chip Kelly. And the new AP poll just came out, Aaron. Six SEC teams, five in the top 10. Don't look now, but six Pac-12 teams. Kind of interesting there. Obviously, the top Pac-12 team will be Utah. Five Big Ten teams, three Big 12 teams, and then, dude, two ACC teams. Are you kidding me? I tweeted this out also on Saturday night. At the end of the game, they flashed Clemson's remaining schedule. Clemson's remaining schedule. I'm going to give it to you right now. Okay? And I know Clemson does not control this at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's not their fault the ACC stinks.
But listen to this. And none of these teams are ranked right now. None of these teams are ranked in the top 25. Are you ready, Aaron?
Let's go. Buckle up,
because it's a doozy. Charlotte, North Carolina, Florida State at home, at Louisville, Boston College, Wofford, at NC State.
DC looked good on a Friday night, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
DC, I was like, all right, how do you
Wake
lose that
Forest
game?
And at South Carolina. Four away games. North Carolina, Louisville, NC State, and South Carolina. No teams ranked. It's not that this is a bad schedule. I don't see a 20-point game on this schedule for Clemson. And again, they can't control it. They're going to waltz through the ACC and be in the college football playoff.
There's nothing they can do about it. They need to make sure they don't fall asleep like they did the past 2 years versus a team like Syracuse. Obviously, they took care of Syracuse this weekend, but 2 years ago, they fell asleep on them, lost. Last year, they almost lost to them. So, listen, we're still talking about 18 to 22-year-old kids. They're going to have days where they don't perform well. But still, I think them at an okay day, say a B minus game, still wins all those ball games by at least 10 points. So I don't see any team that's going to keep it within single digits of Clemson, even if they're playing a so-so game.
No,
they're just so much better than everyone in the ACC, and no one seems. I mean, look at Boston College on Friday night. Boston College is playing, I think, Kansas, right?
That was Kansas. Listen to this. That was Kansas' second away victory since 2009.
And Kansas lost the week before to some school I've never even heard of, or I've heard of maybe once in my life.
Towson? They lost 13. Did they lose to Towson, maybe? I want to look that up.
Was it them or East Carolina? It was like 13-7. And then Boston College is coming in, great running attack, defense, hard-nosed football, and they got spanked.
They lost to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina, there you go. And got spanked by them. I'm like, wow, it's a strong ACC, that's for sure, behind Clemson.
I guess, such a bad game.
They don't play Virginia. Virginia's not a bad football team, but still, I don't think in the same class.
They don't play Virginia.
I know. I'm saying they'll play Virginia in the ACC championship game. I think with Virginia winning this weekend, I think Virginia's kind of showing that they are the class of the other side of the ACC, so they should win that, and then they'll be competing for Clemson for the ACC championship. But Clemson will show up very focused for that football game at the end of the year, and I'm sure take care of business. But another thing, too, to worry about is injuries. We always got to worry about injuries. You lose a guy, you never want something to go down. But if you lose a couple studs, say your quarterback, knock on wood, don't never want that to happen. But that can derail a season real quick.
Yeah, speaking of Virginia, they beat Florida State. That was a push also. Virginia closed at -7. They went for 2 and 1 by 7. But just reading the headlines about Willie Taggart this morning, he blamed Kendall Briles, his offensive coordinator. I guess after the game, they were asking him why they would run on 4th down when they didn't have any timeouts left. And he was saying, yeah, well, I mean, we had the play called on 3rd down and it didn't work. And then we had the play called on 4th down and that didn't work either, obviously. And the reporter followed up like, well, was that 4th down call already like up and running on the 3rd down call? And he said, I don't know. I didn't call the play. Kendall Briles called the play. That's what he said.
Wow. That's the fearless leader you need at head coach right there taking the blame.
Oh my God. And I saw students or kids are starting lemonade stands to add to Taggart's buyout. So tough times in Tallahassee. They need to get it going quickly. All right, well, let's look toward to week 4. Finally, we have some real college football to anticipate, and ESPN College Game Day heading to Athens, Georgia for the Notre Dame-Georgia clash. That's at 8 p.m. on CBS. Number 7 Notre Dame against number 3 Georgia. That will be awesome. Number 11 Michigan at number 13 Wisconsin. Noon Fox. I think Wisconsin's in a great place in that game, especially with how Michigan has been looking. The 3:30 game, which my man Aaron Murray is calling.
Let's go, baby.
Number 8 Auburn at number 17 Texas A&M, and then I think another good game too, Oklahoma State at number 12 Texas, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. So dude, you're gonna have a fun weekend in College Station. I've never been there. I don't know what,
dude, I've heard nothing but good things. I'm getting there Thursday morning. I just actually got off the phone with the SID. I was like, hey, can I get there and get a little tour of the facility? Can I watch practice?
He said,
yeah, come on, just let Jay give me a lot of swag. He's like, yeah, come on, just let me know Thursday when you get in, and we'll show you a nice little tour. So it's supposed to, I was talking to our boy Chuck Daddle over the summer, and he was there, and he said, Aaron, it is a different class of facility. He
top
said
revenue
it is
school
it's
in America.
Incredible.
Top revenue.
So I'm excited to see what it looks
America.
Like.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of fun, and that'll be a great game too. Wonder how Bo Nix is gonna do with his real first true road test. Yep. Obviously, he won the big game at the neutral site against Oregon in Dallas, but this is going to be a different animal for him. Are you going to do the 12th man rally at midnight on Friday?
See, I'm an old man. I was thinking about it, but
try
I got to get
it,
my
dude.
This is a big game. I got to get my sleep. I got to be ready to go come the next day.
Dude, sleep is for cowards. Get your ass out there and go, you know, get on Instagram Live and show us what we're missing. You have
no
to
chance.
Do it.
I'm going to sleep, bro.
You're crazy. You are crazy.
Midnight's a bit too late for me.
I think it'll be a really good game in Athens. I had guessed that I thought the spread would be 13.5 in Georgia's favor. It is opened at 14. I think Georgia's just going to run the ball, and challenge Notre Dame. We will obviously definitely break all this down with a special guest on Thursday's episode of Punt and Pass. And tonight we got some Monday night football. Of course, that means you should go to Prize Picks if you had a tough week with your picks. But tonight, I mean, go to Prize Picks, download the app, myprizepicks.com, promo code PMP. Jets-Browns. I guess it was a good one because Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Odell Beckham, Le'Veon
Bell. Not anymore.
Le'Veon might be out. Darnold's out with mono.
Le'Veon said he's playing, though, last week.
Okay, good. We'll Baker see. Mayfield, 20 points in fantasy, over under, Aaron.
Baker, I think he has to go over. I think he's a little chip on his shoulder after a awful start last week. I think he threw three picks. Yes. So he has too much talent, man, at receiver, tight end. I'm hoping my boy Chubb goes over because I'm losing right now in
Chubb
fantasy
is 18
this week,
and
I need Chubb to have a big day for Sharon's team to win tonight.
There you go. So you like Baker over 20 points, Chubb
yes.
over 18 and a half points.
I'm hoping Chubb over 18 and a half.
Okay.
I don't know how confident I feel. It's more of a hoping thing.
Le'Veon is at 18 points right now, too. I'll just go under. I mean, it's a shoulder injury, so
I'm
I'll go. You're going to go over Le'Veon.
No, I'm going under Le'Veon.
Under Le'Veon, and then Odell Beckham Jr., 18.3 points. I'll go under that as well. I think Baker might have to spread it out a little bit more. Tight end David Joku, Landry's at 12 points. Maybe go over Landry 12 points and under Beckham 18.3 points.
I like that. I like that.
I like that too.
I like under Beckham for sure. I think there's too many guys out there. They're going to spread it out. I think defensively they're going to say we're going to stop Beckham and let those other guys try to beat us.
Yeah, and this is why Prize Picks is the best because you don't play against professionals, no salary cap. Just pick over or under. You're beating the projections. You don't have to fight against other people. Go to MyPrizePicks.com, download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PNP, and that will get you a free two-pick entry for $25. We just gave you winners right there. That's free, $25, and they'll match your first deposit up to $25. All right, Aaron, huge week ahead, kind of a boring week three, but I'm fired up. We will definitely get a big episode cranking this week for the anticipation in Athens, Georgia. Dogs are in for a big one. They're saying it's going to be the biggest weekend in Athens history, which will be awesome. Game day's in town. Everybody's going to be in town. I cannot wait. So follow Aaron at AaronMurray11 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at DrewButler13. We are at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. Anything on the way out, Aaron?
No, man. I'm excited for my game this weekend, and I'm going to try to – I wish I'd be in Athens. I agree. I think I have so many buddies hitting me up like saying, hey, are you going to be in Athens? Are you going to be in Athens? I'm like, no. I'll be in College Station calling a game, which I'm pumped, but Athens is going to be – absolutely nuts. It should be a lot of fun this weekend. I'll be a little bit jealous.
Somebody's got to pay the bills and pay for all
someone's
that furniture
pay for
in
the
that
bills.
New house, boss.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, hey, go to prizepicks.com, myprizepicks.com. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PNP. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Punt and Pass. Follow them at Prize Picks, and we will talk to you on Thursday. See you.